Rudy Attio is a founding resident artist at the Archie Bray Ceramics Foundation in Helena, Montana. He is also Professor Emeritus of the School of Fine Arts at the University of Montana in Missoula. In this excerpt from a 1983 interview conducted by Lamar Harrington, Attio recalls watching Japanese potter Shoji Hamada working on the wheel during Hamada's tour of the United States in 1952. He also compares his friend, Peter Volkos, to British potter Bernard Leach, and comments on Volkos' dramatic transformation after his return from studying at Black Mountain College.
To watch Hamada work on the wheel was just beautiful. It was the economy of everything he did. The feel he had for clay, which can't really be described. For example, if it took one spin of the wheel to make a mark on it, that's all that was necessary. You know, when we throw on a wheel, we sit there and crank away and crank and crank and crank and crank and hope that by cranking something great would happen. But Hamada didn't need to do that. And then the other thing that I noticed, the casual way he handled the pieces, he just sliced them off the hump, and if he left an accidental finger mark on it, which we would have cleaned off with a sponge, why he just left. And why not? But it was that comfort and ease that he had with his material. The mind and idea and the material was all together. And that was a real revelation to me, just to see it. He didn't have to speak English to be able to tell me what he was doing, see. At that time, I thought that, well, Pete's just as good a potter as Leach. You know, Pete was doing some magnificent thing. Of course, he didn't have that depth or that history that Leach had, but it didn't seem important. We were kind of upstarts in our own way. You have to remember that we were products of an art school where we had done drawing and painting and sculpture and had been serious in those activities, and pottery was the way we were going at that time. We were bringing a lot of the art school ideas to our ceramics. We were making sculpture with it, and not that we felt we were doing anything new, we were just doing the kinds of things we were interested in. I think there was the most significant change following that was when he returned from Black Mountain. He was like Christ having come down from the mountain or something, Moses. He had a new idea, and you could see it. He was just glowing with that kind of inspiration. His work started to go through very dramatic changes after that time. It seemed like he had just been born again or something. He looked at abstract painting, and we felt that he understood abstract expressionism, and we didn't. So we were wondering, Pete, what do you see in that, you know?